Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, Card Nation? I am here. Believe it or not, I am here. If y'all been following along with the trials and tribulations of Jeremy, you know that for about the last 34, 35 hours, I have been incapacitated with some kind of cold, sinus infection, everything. I've just been down. I still went out and did my running. I got attacked by two dogs today, but that's a different story for a different time. I want to welcome you, though. I'm here. The July 29th edition of Live with 55. I am your host, Jeremy Wahman. I'm glad to bring you an episode of Live with 55 so good that when you are released from prison, you will be wearing a Live with 55 hat. I swear, I've done this. This is my 11th show, I think. I'll go back and count. I'm probably off. I've had something silly from their side of the rivalry every week. And I'm sure they could probably do the same thing with us, but this is not live with them. It's live with me, so let's keep rolling. Tonight's show is supposed to be the rivalry edition, favorite or most hated. Again, I'm under the weather, so this may be a two-parter, or it may just be a one-parter. I'm feeling kind of good now that I'm on the radio, so who knows? Earlier, I felt kind of like Meek Mill, so yeah, it's the worst. Those of you all that have been on Twitter all day know what I'm speaking of. Those that don't just think that Meek Mill is some sort of foreign language word that I just made up, because that's what I thought this morning when I seen it for the first time. So, call in, share your thoughts, your favorite, your least favorite rivalry, 914-338-0180. Let's get some of the business out of the way. We'd like for you to get on Twitter and follow Team Cardinal Sports Zone. You can follow us at Card Sports Zone, and then the individuals at Jeremy_CSZ, at Stephen Rummage, at Justin Rink. Get on Facebook. Give us a like. Cardinal Sports Zone. Make it Facebook official. We're here to give you all the info you need. And there's plenty of other people out there providing info. We're glad that you choose us. Also, Team Cardinal Sports Zone can be heard on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.9 The Ville. Hearing good things about it. We appreciate your all's feedback over social media. We're just happy to do it for you all. We do it for you all. We are you all. So it's only natural that we do such a good job, because we just give you guys the info that we would want to hear ourselves. So we got a lot of great stuff to get to. So first we will do This Week in Cardinal Athletics. If you took a look at the website earlier today, you notice that I put I didn't know how I was going to feel. I'll be honest. Didn't know how I was going to feel. So I put This Week in Cardinal Athletics up on the site under Cardinal Catch Up. You can catch that at cardinalsportszone.com. If you haven't checked it out, I'm about to give it to you now, because there's a couple of editions on here that was not on there. So I'm going to first start off with at UofL Equipment tweeted out pictures of five new glove sets for the upcoming season alongside with the uncaged ones. They look really, really nice. We're looking forward to seeing our guys out there in style this year. Breaking news, a shock to me. I follow all the sports at Louisville, so this was a shock to me. Emini Henderson leaving the basketball team to focus solely on track and field. She's going to try to qualify for the Olympics. Could you imagine playing basketball all your life and then coming to a school for track and field and basketball, but playing basketball all your life and then all of a sudden saying, I'm going to try to go for the Olympics in a different sport that I haven't played as long as I have basketball. Best of luck to her. We wish you the best of luck here, Card Nation. Also this week, Russ Smith got his guaranteed contract. He will be in Memphis for the whole year. Terry Rozier, 5-year deal, guaranteed $13 million. Crazy. Got the 3-year max rookie deal plus 2 additional years. leads me to my next point. This weekend on Sunday, we had our card fam reunion. As me and my wife are pulling up, we see this huge figure poking his head out the door. Couldn't really tell who it was at first. Get closer, and we realize that it is Montrezl Harrell. Now, Harrell, I don't know, why did I say Harrell? You guys are getting in my head with that. Now, take it from me. I'm a big guy, 6'7", 350. I'm a hoss. When a hoss tells you that that another guy is a hoss, you listen. This guy made me feel like I was a little boy. He was so big. He was nice enough. Like, as soon as I walked up to him, shook his hand, told him good luck, he asked me, did we want a picture with him? I didn't need it, but my wife wanted to have one with him. And just the nicest guy. I mean, you hear about these guys, and you fortunately for me, I've been able to meet a lot of them, so I know which, I won't put them out on blast, but I know which ones are really nice guys, and I know which ones who are not really nice. Maybe I shouldn't say the ones who are not really nice guys. The ones that are really nice guys, like Edgar Sosa, Jerry Smith, Aaron Johnson, Terrence Farley, Larry O'Bannon, Otis George, Francisco Garcia, Tyquan Dean, those guys. Seem like they're all on the same team, too. Weird. Russ, Peyton, Gorgie. Those guys deserve to be pointed out. I won't point out the bad ones, but Trez is definitely one of the good guys. So shout out to him. Best of luck in your rookie year. Also, yesterday, I believe it was announced that our Labor Day weekend just got better. As you all know, on Saturday, we faced the mighty Auburn Tigers, which, by the way, have sold their entire allotment of tickets, which we knew they would. But now, if you go to @AuburnTigers, that's their Twitter, they're directing their fans to scoop up the rest of our tickets. So, guys, we've only got like 2,500, 3,000 tickets left. Let's get them. Don't let them have as big of an advantage as some SEC homers believe that they will have. Saturday, Auburn. Friday night, Juwan Pass. We'll be playing in Atlanta. We'll be going to that game. And then Thursday night, now, you're talking about on the way home. You're on your way to Atlanta Thursday night. Why not stop in Nashville to watch Teddy Bridgewater and his Minnesota Vikings face off against the Tennessee Titans? What a great week. I don't know that Thursday's not technically the weekend, but that made it great. Let's go to the NFL for a moment. Eli Rogers. Been following Eli for a while on all social media. Talked to him a couple times. He's been sending me clips and stuff from practice. This kid's going to make the team. A lot of people didn't think he was going to make the team. I firmly believe he will make the team and make us all proud. So congratulations, Eli. Let's hope that you continue to be what you've been so far. Kai De La Cruz made the Miami. They announced today that the Dolphins announced a couple of things noteworthy. We'll get to the others in a second. Kai De La Cruz makes the roster. And despite also being announced that he's making the most money endorsement-wise out of all the rookies, they have announced that Devontae Parker has been moved to the physically unable to perform. I think that's what the PUP list, but he is expected to play in the first game of the season. And to wrap up this week in Cardinal Athletics, we got a caller on the line. I will get to you in just a moment. Men's basketball, their Puerto Rico trip starts August the 10th. It lasts till the 17th. They will face national teams from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. I'm trying to find out if Sosa is going to play on the Dominican team. He hasn't told me yet. 9 games, 6 days, 5 different venues. They begin practice this week. So, man, good luck to them out there. I can't wait to see them play. I'm ready for Cardinal Athletics. This has been This Week in Cardinal Athletics. We're going to move into the rivalry portion. Give us a call, 914-338-0180. I know who this first caller is. I'm going to bring him on. I believe it is Brian G. What's up, Brian?
Yeah. Hey, man, what's going on? How are you doing? Besides being sick.
Well, you know what? I felt horrible all day, and then I logged into the site, started the show up, and I don't want you to call me Jordan, but I think I'm having a pretty good flu game tonight.
All right, man. It's got that adrenaline going. It's all coming together just the right time. So that's good to hear.
Absolutely. And for those of y'all listening out there, also, while I'm on the phone, I'm going to get Brian's opinion on his favorite, least favorite. You can tweet me at Jeremy_CSZ. Send to the hashtag LW55Rivals. Here's some that we've gotten already. At OSU SEQ, one of my longtime followers, they wanted to let me know that they hate Cincinnati and Memphis, I'm assuming in basketball. At Bill Ritchie wanted to let me know that he doesn't have any that are his least favorite other than, because I kind of implied that I didn't want Kentucky to be included because that was everybody, but I've listed that band. We're going to talk about them too. They said least favorite Kentucky. Bill said his favorite was Clemson football. And the king of, I consider him the king of blogging and such in Louisville, Mike Rutherford tweeted me. And of course, you all know, if you know Mike Rutherford, you know who his rival was. He tweeted me a picture of the DePaul Blue Demons. So, those are what I've got so far. I've had a couple other people say they're going to call in. Who knows? We don't know. Brian, give me your favorite rival, least favorite in either order.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go with the easy one here. I'm for a least favorite, I'm surprised nobody brought up the West Virginia fan base. I don't think there is more. I'm trying not to paint with a broad brush here because my cousin is a professor at West Virginia, but an arrogant, unpleasant, just vile group of people, for the most part, from batteries being thrown at basketball games to back in 2008, I believe, I went to the Louisville, West Virginia game, the blackout. Where Pat White seemed to run for 500 yards that game, but just the things that those people said, and just the overall hostility. I don't know. Just looking to fight with anybody, and of course, you know, you hear the horror stories of Morgantown, and you know why nobody wants to go there. And my cousin doesn't even. He's a professor at West Virginia. He doesn't even. Go to any ball games anymore just because of the nastiness that those people have. There is truly something in the water from what I've experienced with that group. My favorite rival, I really miss the Cincinnati rivalry. I kind of wish we could get that back. I think basketball and football games were fun. As far as that, and yeah, Kentucky would definitely be up there as least favorite, but that's an obvious. But it was good that we left West Virginia on good terms, beating them in their house in both major sports. So that's pretty much that would have to be my number one least favorite outside of UK. I just don't think you can go wrong with West Virginia, from their players to their fans to even their coaches. I just think that's a recipe for disaster. But they apparently love it, so.
And what about, let's talk about West Virginia for just a second, just to change, not even to change the topic. Reports out today are making it look more and more like we got the better end of the deal when West Virginia stole the Big 12 slot from us because it's being rumored. And I talked to a couple of my contacts over at Oklahoma. I'll try to get them to come on the show. I'll get into that in a second. But they're saying it's looking that the rumors are, and we all know how the rumors go. That Oklahoma may be looking to defect for a different conference alongside with Kansas, and being speculated the interest was in the Big Ten. Now it's in the Pac-22 or Pac-Cools, whatever it's called now. So West Virginia could be, you know, left out of the Power 16 conference realignment. Just when we think it's all done, it's looking like they're going to try to push for four 16-team super leagues, and the only chance, in my opinion, that West Virginia has is going to be if somebody leaves the ACC, because in my opinion, the ACC will pick up. They'll get Notre Dame, and we'll go grab UConn to take us to 16, and then if one of our teams leave, then we'll go grab West Virginia. But man, just think if that was us. in that slot, what kind of purgatory we'd be in right now.
We definitely got the good end of that term.
Absolutely.
Specifically, you know, you because you don't have to think about the football and basketball teams going all the way down to Texas, but what about like the, you know, West Virginia lacrosse team or swim or field hockey? Do they have field hockey or rowing? Imagine them, because I don't believe that their trips, I don't think that they get airplanes. I don't think that they get, you know, nice jets and stuff to go to. I'm pretty sure that they have to load up on the buses or some other type of transportation and make that 20, you know, something hour drive to Texas or Oklahoma or Kansas. And I just think ultimately at the time we wanted to be there because we were stuck in, you know, and the departing Big East. But I definitely think that we wound up with the better end of that deal.
Absolutely. And I just got this email, totally unrelated to the topic, but as I get stuff, I like to share it. I got an email stating that Cardinal Volleyball will air 10 matches on the ESPN networks this year, so that's good for them. Back to what we were talking about, rivals. Here's kind of where I went with mine. My favorite rival is Notre Dame. I tremendously enjoy, and I'm talking about football, of course, because I've heard some horror stories about the basketball trip up there. Even though I will be eternally grateful for that awful basketball trip, because that's the one that ended in 7,000 overtimes and started our march to the national championship. However, went up to Notre Dame expecting the absolute worst from the fan base, from what I'd heard about their basketball team, and I could not have been more wrong. I sat there, and every single time we walked around, it was, "Welcome to Notre Dame. How are you? What's going on? This is Notre. Thanks for coming to Notre Dame. This that." Whenever they made a play, "Oh, sorry, we made the play." Just almost annoyingly nice to an extent. But we were gonna try to talk. I spoke earlier this week with the gentleman who is the mascot for Notre Dame. We switched up contact info when we were up there in South Bend, and he was gonna try to come on the show today. Could not get that approved. I want to shout him out because I appreciate him even considering to come on the show. But you know, just stuff like that, though. I mean, the hospitality was ridiculous. So go follow the Leprechaun at ND the Leprechaun on Twitter. Great guy. And that's going to bring me to, because I kind of had one that was in the middle. And I do see I have another caller on the line, and I'll grab you here in a second. I'll go ahead and give you my neutral one, then I'll bring the caller on the line, and then we will go over. And Brian, if you got some time, you can hang around and stay with me
Oh
for a
yeah,
second.
totally. Oh yeah, I'd love to. It'd be great.
Awesome. Miami. Now, I tried to get in touch. Now, y'all are probably going to laugh at me for saying this anyway, but I tried to get in touch with all the Miami people that I could get in touch with. The only person that wrote me back was the fine gentleman of Cane Shades Radio. That noise lets me know that you know who I'm talking about. Now, if our other fans don't know who I'm talking about, that was one of the gentlemen from Cane Shade Radio was the guy from last year that kept releasing the annoying taunting videos, and then afterwards
Right.
having to eat crow after we defeated him. So, to make a long story short, instead of telling me whether or not he was going to come on the show, he starts telling me what I need to do for our website to be better. What a kick in the nards. He specifically told me, though, that asked me, this is the only thing I'll reveal because I don't believe that this is something that would be invasion of, you know, of the conversation. But, you know, he just, I'll leave that alone. All I'll say is he said some really stupid things to me. I stopped talking to him. But the thing I was going to say to him, though, is I can't, to be a rival, don't you actually have to defeat the other school? Everyone, is that a prerequisite, Brian? Do you have to
Right,
win
it's
something?
not really a rivalry unless there's that you ha I mean you have to win at least half your games or something. If it's a complete, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Like Oklahoma State, for a long time football, that was not a rivalry.
Right.
But yeah, you do. I mean, you have to come back and win sometime. When's the last time Miami's won? Was that 05, the Devin Hester game? 05 or 04? Can't really remember.
I don't remember what year it was, but that was the year that we went down to Miami and completely dominated them, and because of a last second error, we lost the game and ended up, that was the first time. Now this is what I've seen in the papers that week. It was the first time that a team lost and jumped up three spots in the poll. We jumped up three spots after that loss, and that was kind of a statement game for our football team, I believe. We had already had the Fiesta Bowl showing, already had the Liberty Bowl showing against Michigan State, two of the more important games from back then. And then they beat us once in baseball this year. So, I mean, I can't really, I'm not really sure if you can call that a rivalry, but we will, hats off to them. Whether or not it's a rivalry or not, these last two games we played against them have absolutely been statement winning games for our program. So maybe you could still consider them a rival because they've played an importance in our prominence, because they really
Right.
have. All three of the football games have had something to do with raising us to the next level in football. So I'll go ahead and add them over with Notre Dame. Give them the benefit of the doubt there. Caller, you are on live with 55. And Brian, what's going on tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's it going? It's
Hey,
Sean.
what's going on?
I heard these rivalry talks, and one rivalry that I don't know if people would agree with me on this, but I actually like it, and that's the rivalry we kind of have with Syracuse basketball. There's been a lot of really good games that have been played between the two teams. And
And
that's a great, point. The thing with it that falls into line with what we were talking about a few minutes ago, for a long time, that wasn't a rivalry either. We had won, I think we were up 9-1 in the series at one point, and then they've kind of made it a rivalry these last 2 or 3 years by winning the majority of the games as well. But that's a good one. I like that one. Did you have any other favorite, least favorite? I mean, we're all going to go in on Kentucky here in a few minutes, so
let's
that's
see here.
fine, but.
I got to go with you on Notre Dame too. I really do like that rivalry. Obviously, how many overtime games in basketball? I'm hoping. I know football's hard to get a rivalry going because they're not part of the conference yet. But the basketball games are just unreal. And there's a couple of people I work with that are big fans, and they're really great though. Like they don't come in, they're not snarky or anything like that. They win. They're pretty, out of the team, I guess. And they lose, they're pretty even keel. So, I'd say they're also one of my favorites. And then my least favorite, I gotta go Memphis. Memphis. Oh, some of their fans are just, they got on my nerves.
Yeah, Memphis definitely, and that's a shout out to the at OSU SEQ. Brought up a couple of ones that I kind of forgotten about because we've not really been in the conference with him for a while, with being Memphis and Cincinnati. But I don't, I'm sitting here talking about Notre Dame football, but I should be using the university as a whole because even before that sixth overtime game, there had been some classic games just in the last 10 to 12 years between the two schools. So that's a great point that you bring up, Sean. I'm going to go out and let, I'm going to give you my three least favorite. Least favorite number three are the Giants of Cal State Fullerton in baseball. I was told that when we went up
Right.
there for our Super Regionals, when we played at Cal State Fullerton, there were some of the most vile, nasty people. And these people knew fans. I don't want to pick on a certain fan base, Kentucky, but they're familiar with vile, nasty fans. And not all of Kentucky's fans are that way. Trust me, I got family members that are great, They don't say much. They may rib me every once in a while, but it's nothing as nasty as the stuff that you see on Twitter and Facebook. But nevertheless, these people tell me that they were worse than them, and then they come into, and it could have been the magnitude of the game that we lost that gave me more of a bitter taste in my mouth, but I was told it was the same way. They were leaving our stadium being very disrespectful and very nasty. So, but congrats to you guys. You've got like 3 national championships in baseball and nothing else going for you. So great job. And you made my list, so that should count for something, even though it probably doesn't. Number 2, and I was talking about this one with one of my buddies. He blogs for Oklahoma. The Oklahoma University football team. Now, it can't be the basketball team because the only time that we faced them, we smacked Blake Griffin and them by 30 points. Now, granted, it was Blake's first year, and I don't think he played. I'm still going to claim it. I'm still going to say he was on the team. He was on the roster, so whatever. But Oklahoma football, I can remember walking to that game, walking down Boxley, and their fans telling me, "You guys don't have a chance. We're the best. You guys suck." Just were giving me crap the whole walk there. We pulled within, I want to say, now I don't remember the exact score of the game at this moment. I guess I should have wrote, I write everything. I always leave one thing out every week. I guess this time it was but we tied them up. I can't remember if they just won the national championship the year prior or if this was at the beginning of that year. It was one of the two. They either had just won it before coming to play us or were going to win it that year. We tied it up at 28 at halftime, or around halftime. Could have been shortly after halftime, I believe. And their fans started getting more and more obnoxious. And then they went on to dust us pretty much. I think it was like 56-28. They ended up putting us in our place. But on the way back, they wanted to start fighting people. And it was ridiculous. And dislike them greatly. We got another, you guys, hold on for me for a second before I go to my next one. We've got another caller. Caller, you're on Live with 55. What's going on tonight?
I wanted to talk about Howard Stern's penis for just a minute, if we could.
All right. Probably a Kentucky fan. I apologize for that language if any of you all heard that out there. That is not how we run our show. And unfortunately, we do not have a delay. So you hear something new.
We would welcome a rational opposing fan base, fan, whoever that is. I'm always up for that kind of conversation. But if you're not going to bring anything to the table, you're probably going to get the boot. So it's just
I wanted to bring a point up the Oklahoma game that you're talking about. I remember that very well. That was the year before they won the national championship. Josh Heupel absolutely ripped us a new one in the second half.
Yeah,
I
remember absolutely.
That game very well.
Absolutely. And just to go on about that caller again, that just, unfortunately, that just goes to show you the fiber of my least favorite fan base, most hated, least favorite, and that is the University of Kentucky Wildcats. Because for the second week in a row, and this was a different person, a Kentucky fan has wasted their time calling into my show to say something vulgar and unnecessary. And, oh, how do you know it was a Kentucky fan? I know it was last week because they identified themselves as a Kentucky fan. I can smell it.
You can tell. It's just there.
You can just tell. They're my least favorite for a number of reasons. Okay, to give you an example of one of the reasons I'm not proud to boast why they're one of my least favorite is because in basketball they've kind of had the edge on us the last few years. So that has been a determining factor. Another determining factor has to be the fact that I've grown up with these people my entire life, and even before social media, have been harassed at every point in turn. As I stated, there are good ones out there. I happen to have befriended a lot of the good ones. And my family, like I said, I've got one cousin. His name's Jonathan. Shout out. You probably never thought you'd hear that on my show. But he texted me the entire, his team wasn't in it, obviously, texted me the entire tournament before the game and told me how we weren't going to win the game, our guards were too small, and they would laugh, and then it would just kind of become a tradition. He would, because he really wanted to, he wanted to see us win. He didn't want to give us the props, but he wanted to do something where he felt like he was jinxing us to win. So, like I said, there are good ones out there, but it's just people like that. Why would you call into a show, a family show, and start talking about men's body parts that it's so ridiculous. But that's definitely in football. They always want to bring up that they lead. I think it's tied now, but they always want to talk about how they lead the series. I think before last year it was 8-7 or 9-8, something like that. And I think we either tied it up or we're going to tie it up this year. But the first 7 times that we played were back in the 40s. Sound familiar?
I thought it was even earlier than that. It was, you know.
It was. I
back
was
when it was like 100-0 or something like that. Back when, you know.
20s even, I think. 30s, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
The obnoxious ones like to brag about the days that even their grandfathers weren't alive.
Right, yeah. I think, let me just get, all right, I'm going to agree with you there. That's my number one. I'll give you a little testimony here regarding me because my dad and brother, you know, love them both, but they are both diehard Cat fans. Now, Dad, But they're good. But Dad, you know, he doesn't wear UK. He doesn't hardly ever wear UK stuff. In fact, he may own one UK shirt, but he is devoted. He's been following them since 60s and 70s. My brother's also, you know, University of Kentucky graduate. So growing up, I was exposed to Kentucky fans a lot, albeit not bad. But at the same time, you were always told how great Kentucky was and how inferior everybody else was. They had the championships, they had the players. They, you know, after every win, somebody, a friend or family member would call my house after the game, wanting to talk to Dad, wanting to talk about the game. You know, did you see so and so do something? See Jody Meek score 54 or whatever he did. So I mean, growing up, when I was younger, I actually, you know, had UK gear. I watched their games. I rooted for them. Yeah, I know, rooted for them. But once I got a little bit older, going into once I got out of elementary school and into middle school, you start to think about things and, you know, what's so bad about these Louisville guys? And I started watching their games and following them and had kind of a coming out moment with my dad that I was a Louisville fan and I'm giving up the Kentucky thing. So that's been for quite a while now. It was rough at first, but he accepts it now. He won't root for them, but he will tolerate it, if that makes sense. But they're not bad. There's lots of really, you know, great people that are Kentucky fans. One of my best friends, college roommate, one of them, huge Kentucky fan. He's actually going to volunteer as an athletic trainer or something along those lines, or physical therapy at the Calipari basketball camp this week or something. But it's the ones on Facebook, the ones on Twitter, the ones that tweet at recruits, the Matt Jones and KSRs of the world. That is the ones that I despise.
Absolutely. I'm glad you were able to come out to your dad, and he was very accepting of that. We need more of that in the world today. All jokes aside, Sean, who was it at the Card Fam reunion Sunday that admitted that they were a Kentucky fan when they were little? Was it Beast Mode?
Yes, I believe it was Beast Mode. I believe he was a Kentucky fan when he was little, yeah. He converted.
And my wife, she was a Kentucky fan growing up. When I met her, she was a Kentucky fan. I was on the football team when we met. She started meeting some of the guys on the football team, the basketball team. She said to me exactly what you said. What's so wrong with these? These aren't the people that my parents have been telling me to hate my whole life. These guys, they're pretty cool. And she had to do the eventual. She started wearing the Louisville shirts over to her mom's house. Her mom, I love her to death. But her mom is like one of those Kentucky fans that are, I don't want to dig myself a hole here, so I think I'll just leave that alone. But love you, mother-in-law. But I'm trying. I think I got out of the hole. But anyway, I grew up with Derek Anderson. I grew up with Rajon Rondo. Those guys, love them to death. There are, though, for every one you love, there are 10,000 that you hate. So, and like I said, this caller that's calling in, looking back at my records, because I write down when people call in, this isn't a different Kentucky fan. This is the same guy that called me last week and made an off-color comment about the football team, and then said something like ba-ba-booey, and I hung up on him. I guess he was going to add the Howard Stern's wiener part into it like he did this week. Nevertheless, it's those people right. that you just detest and despise, and I guess that's part of what makes it a good rival. So, you guys, once again, if y'all want to call in and chime in, 914-338-0180. We've got about 8 minutes max left.
And we welcome Kentucky fans if it's reasonable,
absolutely.
Clear-headed conversation. But not if you're going to call in and talk about the genitals of Howard Stern. I don't
that
think, you know...
Never-
It's not. It doesn't bring anything to my football conversation. It's just, I don't know, man. I just don't understand.
Idiocy.
But, yeah, go on.
Why would that ever be a topic up for discussion in any sports talk radio show? Why would you ever call in, except for the fact that you have no sense, and do that? It's beyond
trolling,
me.
Man.
Just trolling.
I think there was more on him than us. That reflects more on him, anyways. That,
right, man.
That, the fact that he would bring that up.
Yeah, man. It's just, but all right. So we only got 7 minutes. All right, let me say, can't stand Calipari. I mean, Patino. You know, I don't always like him either. But Calipari is the genuine slick-haired used car dealer. Is what he reminds me of. He reminds me, you know, snake oil salesman. Stand the guy. I could not stand his first recruiting class either. Can't stand Cousins. Couldn't stand Bledsoe. Couldn't stand Daniel Orton. But the blind allegiance to that man from that fan base disgusts me. You cannot tell me that he did not have a role in the Derrick Rose thing in Memphis. I tried discussing that with some Kentucky fan the other day, and it was the... Oh, he had no idea what was going on, you know. He was out saving children from some burning building or something. You can't tell me that he didn't know what was going on with Derrick Rose or any of those guys. And just the naiveness of that group and the allegiance towards that man just hits a chord in me. I don't know what it is, but
I understand.
That plays a big part in my hatred for him as well.
And he's very, also, he's very defensive. Like, he gets in arguments on Twitter, and then at the NBA draft when I believe it was Aaron Andrews maybe, did call him out on saying that, you know, getting guys drafted was more important than winning a national championship, which he did say, and he just got his pants on a bundle about that. He's just very insecure, narcissistic guy, and I just can't stand him. So,
going back to the Derrick Rose thing, I mean, now you see what happened with that. This is totally going a little bit different direction, but what happened with Donnie Kendall's allegations, it doesn't look as far-fetched now that, you know, he could have sent somebody up there to do that. I'm just saying it's not as far-fetched as that some people might have thought originally.
Absolutely. And before I forget, I want to give a huge shout out to my guys, Ivan Green, 10-Dot Cherokee, because they were on with us last week. Both of them after the show called me. They were so pumped to be on the show. Tell me they want to be on as often as they can. Grew up with those guys. Love them to death. Tendai is actually the CEO of Superfan U. I've done some research into the site. Didn't know a lot about it when I seen that he took over. Basically, it's a site that you can go and get school loyalty for your college, university, buying tickets. Sort of like, I guess you would compare it to our Cardinal Club, but it covers all schools. So get out, check out Superfan U. It's, like I said, it's a really cool concept. It takes care of everybody. And shout out to those two guys for being on the show. I want to give another shout out to my guy, Lavelle Boyd. Now, Lavelle has been, now I promise I wouldn't say this name, but the only reason I'm going to say the name is because Lavelle, for the last 8 weeks, has done nothing but text me and call me and tell me, because he moved down to Florida and he lives in the same city as Maverick Rowan. So he has jokingly been, yeah, I know I said I wouldn't say the name again, has jokingly been giving me the recruiting update on Maverick Rowan, even though he has no idea, just like the rest of us, what's going on with Maverick Rowan. But Lavelle's actually doing some cool things down in the state of Florida. He has created and launched 300 Prestigious Scouting, I believe, the website. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I didn't even think to write it down. I think it's prestigious300.com. You can Google it. You can find it out. They're going to be ranking athletes in camps and seminars for them. They're going to come down, get better at an affordable price. It's not going to be like some of these outrageous AAU programs that charge thousands of dollars just for you to get better. He really wants to give back to the people, for things he didn't have growing up. And I know this sounds like one big Jeremy's plugging all of his friends' stuff. Oh, with that being said, visit Leland Taylor's Wing Street branch down in downtown Louisville. He's got some good food. No, I'm just kidding. Wing Station. I said Wing Street. But no, go down there. Get some food. It's good. But I want to thank you guys for coming on with me tonight and talking about this. Very, very special issue to me. We may get back into this next week if there's enough people asking about it. I thought I'd have some more callers in tonight, but the ones I got were good enough for me, just to be honest. I want to thank you guys out there for listening. Hopefully next week I will be at full strength. I do want to thank our sponsors at the Cardinal Sports Zone Radio Show, Western and Southern Life, Beach Bend Amusement Park, and Flooring Solutions by Rainwater. They've been wonderful to us these first 3 months on the radio, and we're hoping to continue those relationships throughout the duration of our contract on the 93.9. Speaking to sponsors, if you guys would like to sponsor the show or know someone who would be interested in it, at Card Sports Zone, go on Facebook, go to our page, or email me at jswoman723@aol.com. That lady annoys me with her countdown every single week. Sorry. Don't forget, for all your U of L sports needs, go to CardinalSportsZone.com and listen to 93.9 on Saturdays at 10 and here on Live at 55 Wednesday nights at 7:30. Miss an episode of Live at 55? You can go /CSZ to listen to all archived episodes. You can also go to iTunes, search for CSZ, Cardinal Sports Zone, subscribe for automatic updates. Cardinal Sports Zone on 93.9 is on SoundCloud. We have a tab at the site. Before she interrupts me again, you can always go to the site and click on the 93.9 or podcast tab for all the shows. You guys, thanks again for coming on. And until next week, Card Nation, stay blessed. Yeah.